that they were lowering their fuel efficiency estimates for approximately 900,000 vehicles from model years 2011, 2012, and 2013. Keith Peters reporting.
Hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans facing the loss of their homes upon the expiration of a three-month moratorium on mortgage payments that banks offered after Hurricane Maria devastated the island. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 24th of January, 2018. New Course the News is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great service, same great walk-in humidor there at Tobacco and Brew, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com from downtown Reading.
Yeah.
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 Well, you're all just fired up today. I like those little Ben Franklin glasses you have there.
Well, that's right. I left my readers at home. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hello,
getting
Bobby.
Ourselves adjusted
Hello,
here
Bobby.
On this beautiful morning.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Today we're going to have 50. You know, it's really funny because yesterday when I read the forecast, and we've been watching it this morning, rain, rain, and rain. Well, it's not raining right now. I suppose it's supposed to be rainy today.
It's going to be coming in, and when it does, it's coming in hard, and they're talking about, I think it's like 3 to 4 feet, maybe more, of snow up in the higher elevations.
9 to 14 miles an hour, the winds. Winds could actually get up to 20. And it does say 100% chance of precipitation. Tonight, showers mainly before 10, lows of around 36. Tomorrow, calls for showers mainly before 10 p.m., lows of around 35. Friday night, again, around cloudy and rain around 36. Saturday, calls for a chance of rain with our highs of 51 and our lows of 39. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Anyway, that's a little brief forecast. What do you have to say, Bob?
Well, I was going to show you the current weather radar picture. And if you look off the coast of California, that's from about Sacramento North.
Which,
and
the yellow is
the
what,
yellow
really
stuff
heavy?
Is very heavy rain.
Okay, it's
so
coming, it's coming out.
On its
yeah,
way.
It's and you see, and it's inexorably moving towards us.
All yes, right,
it won't stop until it's don't.
Yeah. Okay. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. How are you doing this morning on the 24th of January?
Well,
so this weekend we have the Mule Deer Association. We're going to on the...
That's right. With Chuck Kinney.
And that's always interesting because you... it's always sold out. It's huge. It's held at Civic. And it's very interesting. I think you hear about some of the laws.
Well, you hear about laws, but you also see the things that are going on, and you know a lot. You know, there's a lot of money raised there, and it's for habitat. A lot of it's for the habitat. Everybody's thinking, oh, they just go out to shoot deer. No, there's a lot of people there don't even hunt. It's there to preserve the habitat for the deer. And deer are under attack in California, but for a variety of reasons. One is so much habitat's disappearing. The other thing is that since mountain lions are not hunted anymore. And the mountain lion population is growing quickly. And a mountain lion will take down, they said if it can, it'll take a deer down a week. And if you figure out how many thousand mountain lions are out there. Plus, you've got the bears, and the bear population has grown very quickly because they've stopped the hunting of bears with dogs. So the number of people hunting bears, the number of bears harvested has dropped dramatically, too. Well, bears, while they won't run down a deer, will have they have a great sense of smell and will find the fawns. So you've got that. You've got a number of things working against the deer population. So the Deer Association, California Deer Association, puts a lot of money into trying to preserve habitat, put feet out there, you know, and give the deer at least a fighting chance here.
And a good reason not to have Fluffy the purse dog out in the backyard unattended.
Oh, anymore, because it's, you know, I've seen pictures of mountain lions overlooking on people's backyards overlooking the bridge. I mean, that's getting a little bit, you know, that's getting a little bit close to town.
No, I live out on Placer, and we've seen some,
you've seen
some
signs.
Cat scat and bear scat, and you know,
they're there, and it's just a matter of time.
We have no outdoor kitties.
Well, I tell you what, they have a really, really, really bad winter, and you know where the food is forced down. Well, the predators come down with the food, you know, that they're chasing, and so you know it's just a matter of time before they find the smorgasbord of garbage cans. Along the streets that are out every Monday.
A
smorgasbord of garbage out every Monday morning on our street. So you just hear these little, you hear these little munching sounds out there. Do not take the dog out in the front yard to let her out. Because
you always kind of wonder where these words, you know, there's a book.
Smorgasbord. Smorgasbord comes out of the Scandinavian countries.
Smorgasbordish. Smorgasbords of s'mores. I'm sorry.
I ranted out yesterday.
I was here.
I was ranted out yesterday. Did I talk about the NFL and the AmBets, how they wouldn't let their...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to start on that one again, but I guess I'll skip that one. But other things that are happening. Here's some good things. Okay. Here are good things that are happening.
Okay.
If you remember, Jones Valley got into a battle with the county over water, and they voted not to raise their water rates. Well, the county turns around and slaps them with puts them into a water emergency, even though there was lots of water last year. But it's the county's way of keeping people in line. And then when they went over 225 gallons per day, I think you got more than that. If you had, like, more people in the family, it'd be up to 300. The county slaps this fine on them, and some of them, you know, fines were significant. And the people in Jones Valley, the next time it came around, voted to, you know, for water, you know, to raise the rates on water. Well, so they went in there yesterday to the county and said, look, this is really hurting them. This is like, you know, $300. That's, I was going to put, you know, fix my car, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the county rescinds all the water fines, which I think is okay. Because last year, like we said, we had lots of water last year, and this was a, what do they call that, a peeing contest between the county and Jones Valley. Well, the county won. So in this case, you know, government, here's
that's
the thing.
That's Bella Vista Water District.
Yeah, Bella Vista out there in Jones Valley. And he says, you know, here's the thing is, the county wants you just to be happy, but just obey their laws. And if you don't obey their laws, they're going to punish you. And they did it. So, again, the government triumphs over personal. Okay, what else? But that was good that they did rescind it. You know, hey, we won. We're going to be magnanimous. We'll rescind these fines. And it wasn't like it was $1 million in fines. It was, you know, nothing like that. Something really cool coming up.
Tell me.
A cultural cruise.
Oh.
Where you can get on a bus, and this is the second year for it. It comes out of the Shasta Arts Council over here, right across the street. And what it is, you can get on, and the guy from Viva, John Truitt, will be one of the guides. Mm-hmm. And it's a bus, and it's $20 a piece. But you go over and you see different aspects of culture in Reading, including stopping and seeing art exhibits. And one of the art exhibits is down at the new Sheraton at Turtle Bay. Because one whole wall there is filled with art from
local,
you know,
artists.
Local artists and everything. And it's really, really, I've sat there, you know, or stood there the other night and went down the hallway. It was very interesting. But you have other, you know, things that are happening. So it's a guided tour, and it's $20 if you want to do that. But you have to give them a call at 241-7320 over there at the Old City Hall, or go online to the ShastaArtsCouncil.org. I think it's going to be kind of fun because the other guy is John Truitt, of course, with Viva Downtown, and then Mike Flanagan, who is the elf man.
But they're both very involved with theater, too, as well. As I understand that John Truitt's going to be directing, I know they're auditioning for Hair, and I think he's got a hand in that, so I'll find out exactly to what extent.
Now, have you dined at the restaurant yet? I'm just trying to find out.
We haven't dined at the restaurant yet.
We've talked to people that have.
I will be having lunch there with the girls, and Carl and I are kind of savoring when we can take a night and enjoy, where we can sit down and really enjoy the night.
Yeah.
But we've heard nothing but great raves about, and they have a special chef table that you can sit in the with other couples and or other people, strangers. You know, sometimes it's really fun. I love that about Europe. You know, if you've got a table and there's two people, they'll do table sharing a lot more in Europe. Maybe they do that on the East Coast. We don't see that here in Reading, but you know, it's called table sharing, and you meet some of the most interesting people.
I don't see any problem with that. You know, I mean, just think.
But nowadays everybody's in their own little text bubble, so you know.
Well, we don't. We have that's our rule. But the other day we found ourselves sitting down at a place to eat, and we both were on the phones because it both got buzzed, and it was like we looked at each other and we put the phones down. Didn't even say a word. We just put the phones down, put them away.
But well, sometimes right. because we're downtown and we're hungry, we run down two doors down. To your favorite wing place.
Maxwell's.
And we'll run in there like we did, and we're still doing business. So we're on the phone going, oh, gosh, we're those people. If you look across the room, we're the people who are, like, texting and calling.
But then
and,
we stop.
Yeah.
Yesterday, in fact, was on Tuesdays at Maxwell's. They have half-price
Half-price burgers. Okay. Hey, when we come back
and
after these
breaks. We just say this because they're good people, because they don't advertise.
No, they're wonderful.
Nice people. And the other place is a sandwichery. We run down to the sandwichery. Down there, I really like that too. With the,
a long time downtown.
When we come
icon.
Back from the break, let's talk about the five things that we must know according to the headlines of CNN.
Did everybody hear her thump me right then? Did you hear
this
that?
Portion
did
of the show?
Did you hear her thump me?
Right I heard the hand of heard the sound of hand impacting flesh.
Yeah, did you hear that? She thumped me. I want this saved in case it goes to court. Okay.
I never know. Oh, I get a call every now and then about you're interrupting. I never know when you're elongating these pauses. I think you're over. You're not.
I'm over.
You're just, and by the way.
I'm over.
Pause.
Well, I want people to kind of like lean in.
Then I also like the restaurant down the way. Meanwhile, we're up against the clock. 3 minutes past our break.
Pause for dramatic effect.
This portion of the show is brought to you by.
Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank moving dreams forward. You know what? These are great people down there. They're all locally owned. They've got neighbors are down there working. You know, it's just a great place to go to. Extended hours. The newest branch at 1845 California Street. We've talked to a lot of people, and Cornerstone Bank helps them fulfill their dreams. We'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Hey, music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evanko. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning on this beautiful Wednesday, the 24th, 7:20 in the morning. KCNR 1460, how you doing, Carl Bott?
I'm doing great. North State Security tip of the day. When you're walking down the sidewalk and you come to a corner, most of the corners are just, you know, it's a right turn. I mean, not a right turn, but it's, you know, it's an abrupt turn, whether
angle.
You're going left or right. So here's what you do. Instead of just walking around that, take a step or two to the center of the sidewalk, and as you go inside, give yourself more room when you're walking around that corner in case something or someone is just there. Or even, as one of our other people said, as Sue McLean says, a bicycle or a skateboarder is coming here. If you come around that corner and you just go abruptly around the corner, you are confronted by whatever's there in your face. Taking the step or two over and being able to take a look at around the corner, and I'm not saying you have to stop or peer, but it gives you that extra room to see what's happening in case you have to stop or if you do have to turn around and go the opposite way. This is your safety tip from North State Security and out to prevention since 1968.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Nick, who his subject is culture in Reading. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to add to what Carl said about being a couple steps over when you go around the corner. Be sure and have your hand in your pocket and have it on your pistol just in case you're being confronted. Hey, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I called and mentioned about the culture in Linda, or in Reading, and Linda kind of jumped all over me. And that's fine and dandy. I'm good with that. What I wanted to point out is that one of the things that backed up what I said is I said that government shouldn't be involved in anything that private entities are involved in business-wise. And the Civic Auditorium is a prime example of that. Nathan Parmalee has done a wonderful job bringing acts to Reading. If you recall back when the city of Reading was running the convention center, they'd have about 6 shows a year. And I think Nathan has brought in about 60 a year. And they're wonderful shows.
Boy, I wish he was here and he was listening right now. And I hope he is, because I'm going to save that little segment and send it to him, because we just had coffee yesterday. And, you know, he just went back to New York, where, you know, they go on these
buying junkets.
Well, it's not a really, yes, of course, but, to be with other people around the country who are booking their agents to see what's out there. And he said it's like 3 football fields of convention, booth after booth, act after act. And so he really does his homework. He really cares to grow. And so to have you say, Nick, to give him accolades is a wonderful thing. And thank you for that. Okay, what else?
Well, if you recall back, we had Bob Warren and 2 other employees running the convention center, and Bob was getting over $100,000 a year. And I just don't think they were doing a very good job, and that's typical of the government. Now, when your friends in Albuquerque said that we are so lucky to get so many acts here in Reading, one thing I'd like to point out is that a lot of these acts are traveling from the San Francisco Bay Area up to the Portland Bay Area, and we have wonderful venues, and they can pick up a good chunk of money by stopping overnight here between shows.
Well, that's exactly what Nick, of course, has noticed, but this is what Nathan uses, is he sees people that are on their trips and they can stop in here. They do have a nice venue. They're treated very well. They pick up a chunk of change, but it gives us the opportunity to hear some, you know, national acts at a very reasonable price. not only that, he's astute enough that he starts picking people on their rise up, and which is his ability that when they sign him, and they come here 6, 7, 8 months later, these guys are like number one on the billboards. Mm-hmm. So that's that takes some talent there.
And one of the things, Nick, too, is that I won't mention any names, but some of the larger stars that. This is just a 2,000 seat, anywhere 15 to 2,000 seat a theater. These guys are used to playing 10, 15,000 seat theaters. And some of them will make the choice to come here because they want the Shasta County experience. And one of those, for instance, had a bunch of kids, and the kids love Turtle Bay, and they spent every day, just playing at the park and that kind of thing. And then with some of the people, like with Dancing with the Stars, when they come through, they want to go to Whiskey Town and Shasta and do the houseboat experience and stuff like that. So we're getting those people to stop here because they want to experience Shasta County.
Well, I used to volunteer at the Cascade Theater. I did for about 3 years slinging beer. And Jeff was the... coordinator, the boss there then,
uh-huh.
And I got the opportunity to see K.D. Lang and Johnny Lang, one of the best shows I ever saw, and Bob Marley's kids, and I saw some wonderful programs. One day I asked Jeff, I says, what do you have to pay a entertainer like Johnny Lang or K.D. Lang to stop here? And he said $40,000. And I got to looking in the I like Johnny Lang so much, I thought about going to Chico. I got to looking, he played Chico. And then he played Klamath Falls. And, $100,000 is a good chunk of money to pick up on your drive to Portland to do your next big show.
Right.
Hey, and there's one other thing you need to point out, too, about the Civic, that when the city was running it, as you pointed out, they were losing $1 million, or they were spending $1 million a year taking care of the Civic. And
so why would the...
Yeah.
Taxpayers put up with them going into business against private developers
like
Stillwater.
I find it just so interesting that this happens. Of course, when you listen to if you listen to the mayor of City of Shasta Lake, they're not selling marijuana, but they sure are taking advantage of it.
I stopped in the pot shop out there at Shasta Lake last week, and first time I'd ever been in. I have a problem with arthritis. I have rheumatoid arthritis in my hands,
uh-huh.
And I wanted to see what they had for it. And it was a very professionally run outfit. The people were very nice and polite. I got to looking around. I said, what's this for, and what's this for? And I just couldn't have been treated nicer. And they did have something that helped my arthritis.
Well, good for you. I do know I have a girlfriend who stands on her feet all day and does hair, and she uses the oil, and she said it's just made such a difference in her muscles and her legs. So I really believe there's usage for hemp.
Well, no, there's things that people say that it works, and there's going to be an upside. And
Mary Jane can be your friend.
It can be a big downside too. Anyway, hey Nick, thanks a lot for calling, man. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, Nick. Thanks.
You too.
That was nice, and I can't wait to share that because we are. I really believe, and we were having this conversation yesterday, Nathan and I, that I believe, because he was asking me what I thought, and I said, I really do believe, especially, I said, you wish you would have seen Rachel, the visuals that Rachel Hatch brought in yesterday at 7:30. And if you go on the McConnellFoundation.org,
yeah.
Right?
Right, and then go over to the future, or it's on the downtown vision and things like this. You need to take a look at these and what they're talking about, because it completely changes the look of downtown, yet keeps all of the good things. Like the Lorenz Hotel is still there, but that old parking structure is going to be gone. It completely redoes how it looks, where there's people downtown, there's businesses downtown, and this is obtainable. This is obtainable, but at the same time, and we got to balance that out against the battle we're having.
It's going
money.
To happen. Yeah. I lived in Sacramento, and I know what J Street, T Street, the hookers were on T Street. There were bums down on the bum row down in Old Sac, and there were some wino alleys, And things are going to change. They will change. We will develop. I really believe in the next 5 years you're going to see a change. We have to change. I think that there's too many people coming here with bright ideas. The Sheraton did not come here because they think it's a loser. They didn't bring their only four-star boutique hotel to come to Reading because they think it's going to be a loser. So I
yeah, they
think
do a lot of they, you know, that's a real good point because they do a lot of background research before they put something.
No,
in
we are on the verge. We're on the crux. You just have to believe in it. Know that we're going to go there as the cops go by with the fire engines.
Yeah, chasing these two guys down the street.
That almost assaulted Sue. She had her umbrella ready.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about things you should know or things we hope you should know during this week. Plus, we've got to talk about a phone scam that's going on, the battle between Trump and Schumer. Schumer so far has been blinking and backing. And another example of left-wing bias that is in that will surprise you. It totally surprised me. Not that I pay attention to a lot of those things, but this was kind of funny. And since I've already ranted about the NFL, you know, giving itself another black eye with the veterans, we'll just move right on to the break.
And meanwhile, let's listen to this song on the way out.
For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo, $10,000 progressive bingo, and $20,000 marathon. Plus, at the end of the month, 10 lucky winners will be selected to win big prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive 3 tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's give-back promotion and special drawings every session. So, grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Sweet Caroline.
Bum, bum, bum.
Good times never seem so good. I
No, when he's Neil Diamond, 72 years old. Well, he's older than that. I'm sorry. He's got to be older than that. Has announced his retirement and the onset of Parkinson's disease.
He was on his 50th, a leg of one of his 50th anniversary tour. And he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's. It's made it difficult to travel and perform on a large scale basis, but will allow Mr. Diamond to continue his writing, recording, and development of new projects. Based on his doctor's advice, the third leg of Diamond's 50th anniversary tour set to land in Australia and New Zealand this March has been canceled. It is with great reluctance and disappointment that I announce my retirement from concert touring. I've been so honored to bring my shows to the public for the last 50 years past, said Neil Diamond. My sincere apologies to everyone who purchased tickets and were planning to come to the upcoming shows.
I saw Neil Diamond in concert in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh, hell! Now, where was he in his career? What era?
This would have been 1969.
Okay.
So
he was Sweet Caroline days.
Yeah, he was into the he filled the auditorium down there in Nashville, and he sang all of his stuff. He sang a lot of his stuff because he'd already. I'm saying. 69. It could have been 71.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somewhere in there. It gets a little fuzzy.
So that was before
about that time.
Before he did the jazz singer.
Yeah, yeah. But he was still. I mean, still filled up the auditorium. It was a big auditorium where they have the big concerts.
Which opened up a whole new world for him and put him in. So I saw him and I did a little Neil Diamond memory. Saw him in Sacramento and he did actually. His stage was round. And, he was phenomenal, and it was nice to actually go to a concert because I saw Garth Brooks in the same arena, and all I heard was, in the back of my ear. Everybody was screaming. I was trying so hard.
Can you actually go to a Garth Brooks concert and hear it?
I don't know, but I could Neil Diamond, and it was fabulous. So anyway, that would have been 90s.
Yeah.
And you don't bring me flowers. I mean, just...
Well, a lot of his fans were like... older.
So no.
They had to get up in their walkers to be able to
no,
do that.
No, I don't know if we saw any of that. But, hey, you know what?
Kidding.
Listen, you're almost in that era.
I am not in that era.
So
I am in that. You know
be
what?
Be kind.
I was just a child when he was. In fact, I got in for child prices to see him. Okay, here's some things going on that you need to know about. But this one, phone scams. There's phone scams going on in Reading right now. Somebody calls you, and it's from a number you haven't seen before, so you got to be aware of that. And they say it's your relative or somebody that's got your relative in jail. Mm. And you need to send them money right now. It could be your grandson or somebody like that.
And you may send them money to keep them
and
there.
And they want you to send either go down and buy cards and put money on it, and you ship them to someplace, or even better, wire them the money, or give them your bank account information so then they can run some money out to save your grandson who's in jail, or grandchild, or something, or they've been in a wreck and they need to pay them because they're in Mexico or someplace like that. Don't do it. Ask questions. Ask to speak to your son, grandson, or just hang up. If you don't recognize the number, hang up, but never, ever, ever, ever give your credit card number or your bank account number over the air.
And a reminder that these thieves and scam artists will build dossiers based on things like your social media. They will they will harvest names of your relatives, the part of town you live in, write down if you're careless when you take a picture of that nice new car in your front yard and in your driveway. They'll get the exact location off of GPS if you haven't turned the GPS off on your phone,
which I have.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
no wall, no DACA. Trump and Schumer are at it again. And Schumer says that, I don't know, I'm going to pull the wall out of these agreements. And Trump says, fine, no DACA. There's enough senators and everybody's trying to come together, come up with some kind of plan to answer the immigration problems. But part of it for Trump is this. He ran on this part of his platform. There will be a wall. There's going to be a wall so we can control our borders. It may not go the whole length of the of our border, but it'll be enough. It'll be a big addition. Plus, we're going to put a bunch of other things on it that we can control our border. I don't understand what the problem is with that. I just don't understand what the problem with controlling the border is with these people. I mean, they're trying to use it, obviously, as a political ploy. And it's just not going to work. 81% of the people in the United States, they took, you know, these different polls that say, wait a minute, we need to get our hands around this. We've got too many people coming here. And a lot of them are coming here with no skill, no skills at all. They just come here. And as you pointed out the other day, Linda, you know, when your ancestors came or your forebears came here, they had to have a sponsor. They had to have a job waiting for them, and they had to have a skill. They just didn't come in to be taken care of, and everybody points at this one photo of the Native Americans there saying they didn't put a wall up. Well, I guarantee you this, that if you ask Native Americans, do you wish you put a wall up? Do you wish you had more stringent immigration rules? I bet to 100% would say, oh, yeah, I wish we'd seen this one coming. I wish we had put a wall up. I wish we had made people come in that we had a say about who's coming, and we wouldn't be on a res right now. I'm telling you, you know, so this is the kind of thing that you have to do. You have to have a nation. Defines a nation as a border. I'm going to keep saying this because some people don't understand this. We need a border, and you need a common language. You need to assimilate people. You need to have control who comes into your country and how many comes into your country. Oh, we can take more and more. Really? Really? Just keep bringing in the cheap labor and putting people and putting your union employees out of work? Anyway, okay, so no wall, no DACA.
All right, so do you want to hear about the five things, according to CNN? First of all, Toys R Us is closing more than 180 stores, as you know that. More proof that Walmart and Amazon are squeezing their retail rivals.
But not the Chico store. There's one in Chico, I guess, but
right,
it's not shutting down.
Right.
There was one in Reading for many years, and it finally failed.
Number one.
Back.
On the five things, that was just another little
that was a
tidbit.
Teaser.
That was a tidbit. Number one, Russia investigation. Special counsel Robert Mueller has indicated interest in questioning President Donald Trump about his dismissals of former FBI Director James Comey and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Two sources familiar with the matter told CNN the sources cautioned against presuming the president would sit down with Mueller in the next few weeks.
Why would Trump sit down with this guy? That's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to do it. I wouldn't do it. If I was a president, I wouldn't do it. I have nothing to hide. But because once he's in there, he starts asking questions about something else that has nothing to do with it. And you're under oath.
Show me the subpoena.
Number two, immigration. The end of the government shutdown finds Republicans and Democrats moving even further apart on immigration. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer withdrew an offer that would have approved funding for President Trump's border wall. And the White House indicates it wants more than just the wall and additional resources on the southern border in exchange for a DACA fix-it.
Yep.
It wants Homeland Security to have more power to remove undocumented immigrants, period. These changes of positioning risk losing the support of very conservative and very liberal lawmakers, which means we'll probably be facing another immigration-fueled shutdown come February 8th.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Number three, this is tragic, Kentucky school shooting.
15-year-old comes in and she starts shooting, kills two other 15-year-olds.
Shooter killed two students and wounded 16 others. The suspected gunman is a 15-year-old male student who was nabbed on the scene. He probably will be charged as an adult on murder and attempted murder charges. Shock students described utter chaos as gunfire broke out in the school commons area right before classes started. Some kids jumped fences and ran into the woods for safety. Number four, North Korea. What does Kim Jong-un really want? CIA Director Mike Pompeo thinks that the North Korean leader is developing nukes for more than just preserving his regime. Pompeo says Kim's ultimate goal is to take over the entire Korean peninsula and is prepared to use both nuclear weapons and conventional military forces to do it. So could the U.S. do a limited military strike to stop him without risking a full-scale war? Pompeo wouldn't answer that. But President Trump has said in that in the past that all options are on the table when it comes to dealing with North Korea. Is that all you have to say?
Well, North Korea and South Korea are fielding a team together on the, for the Olympics, ice hockey, because they don't have enough players from, you know, either side. And they're going to march together.
That's interesting.
That's terribly interesting.
Is that like world history right there?
Nah, but it's you know what? Is it a start or is this some kind of manipulation? Or, you know, the South Koreans aren't dumb. And they've been dealing with the North Koreans since 1950. So I would imagine there's something going on there. Wouldn't it be nice if, you know, that Kim Jong-un says, you know, I'd like to get back into the world. You know, I'm gonna let you take a look at my nukes and all this stuff. We'll keep them under control, but you gotta lift these sanctions. Get my people fed. You know, we'd like to start working here, and so he could become even richer than he is. Okay, Oscars. You know, frankly, talking about Oscars is something that the Oscars
is that like NFL.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I mean,
NFL,
it's a self-licking
Oscars.
Ice cream cone. They're telling us how bad we are, and then they get caught about how bad they are. And then it's like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know we were that bad. You know, it's ridiculous. I didn't know we were that bad. Oh, did you know about that? No, I didn't know about that. Oh, yes, you did. You knew about that. Who didn't know about it? You know, this is just, it's so ridiculous. Oh, let's all wear black. Oh, okay. Me too. That's what I think. Here's Oscars. They're a bunch of hypocrites, and, you know, not all of them, but the amount of hypocrisy in Hollywood has just, you know what, the only thing that outweighs their hypocrisy is their bloated egos.
Remember we had this friend of ours that that had to have meetings, literally, secret meetings for the Conservative Party in Hollywood.
Because if they were caught, they would never work again.
Right.
These all guys were successful in the industry. They weren't the A-listers. They used to be the guys that were, you know, they were directors and producers of these things. But they worked steadily. But they could not ever say that, wow, you know what, Ronald Reagan was a good guy. Or I voted for Bush. And, you know, they would never say voted for Trump. But we need to run. It's time for a break.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century. It's a veteran-owned business, and it does outstanding work. It's been voted best in the North State. We voted them best in the North State many years ago when we started working with Alliance Heating and Air, and they took care of replacing our old air conditioning systems, HVAC systems, when they did when they repaired our hot water systems and put an on-demand hot water system in there. There's nothing they can't do, and they do it so professionally. You feel like you're working with a member of your family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dinner. ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Happy New Year from the McConnell Foundation. Our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. There's an African proverb that goes, "To go fast, go alone. To go far, go together." We look forward to going far in 2018 with our community partners in projects and programs in the areas of community vitality, education, trails, and open space. Our future is bright together. Let's get started.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, it's 48 degrees going up to 50 today. The rain should be rolling in this afternoon, heavy into the night, and snow down to 2,000 feet. It's going to be, and Mount Shasta Ski Park's planning on opening Friday now because they're looking at several feet of snow up there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, Bastiani Arms brings us this segment. Bastiani Arms, John and Sarah started their business in about 9 years ago, and they are the only gun store that I would go to. Yep. Great, great customer service from all of their employees who've been with them 8 years, which tells you something else. They've got all the accessories. They've got all the firearms you want, all the ammo. Classes by Seth Stokes on concealed carry and hunter safety and other classes from him. They've got it all in one-stop shopping. Bastiani Arms plus discounts for veterans. Stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Okay. We talked about different things. You know, Bob, you kind of follow this Comic-Con stuff, right? The San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know there was an East Coast Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess the guy that's behind this is...
It's so much more than just printed comics,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but the guy behind this one has said that Kevin Sorbo, who is, you know, the guy that played Hercules.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm watching Andromeda.
But he was also, he's always invited us. He's very, very, very popular. Well, the guy from the East Coast, from the Comic-Con, so I'm not inviting him to my East Coast Comic-Con because he's a friend of Sean Hannity. So the bias of the left, here it comes again. And in this case, you know, we don't like what you think, so we're not going to invite you and let the people see you. Even though if you're not going to be talking about that, you'll be talking about Hercules and the other things you did. Well, Sorbo, you know, it's kind of funny because Sorbo goes, well, that's kind of funny. Because, you know, one, he says, I've never gone there before. So, I'm not even sure I've heard of it.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I can't believe that here's another example of the left. Because they don't like the fact that I have a friend by the name of Sean Hannity, who, by the way, helped get our show. They had a movie, a faith-based movie, which was it finished second to Thor on opening weekend, okay, and fourth of all times in this faith-based movie as far as box office. And he says, well, you know, if this is what they want, that's fine. But he says, I've never even heard of these guys. So, you know, it's just another...
A little grandstanding there.
It's just another thing where the left doesn't... If they don't like what you're saying, then we're going to just take away your right to say it. Because you're going to hurt our feelings. You're going to melt me.
Snowflake.
Okay. Snowflake. Did you know there's machines that can make snowflakes?
Oh, yeah.
The perfect snowflake.
Well, I'm reminded, and I cannot think of his name, but he was on here for a while. He was an actor in a science fiction series and then started a talk show, and I can't remember his name. I'll have to, he was on the series Babylon 5.
Yeah, but, he was in the evening. Something.
Yeah, and he was a chauffeur driver, and then he got a guest shot on Hannity, I think it was, and wound up with his own show, which was quite popular for a while. He recently passed away, and I cannot pull up his name. I'll pull it up here in just a minute.
He was on in our late night shows, I believe. Okay, Mueller and Trump and the FBI. Wow.
Mueller zeroes in on Trump's inner circle.
That's according to the HuffPost. But then you
I bounce around, you know.
I know. But if you go to Drudge goes, FBI in deep trouble here because they have 5 months of text. 5 months of text between the two people that they've texted, they've already got, has shown an intense dislike of Trump, an intense sharing of their love and their ideals is to put Trump away. And now, all of a sudden, 5 months of their text have disappeared. I'm wondering if the same person who handled Hillary Clinton's server, you know, investigation handled these two guys, or this guy and this girl.
Isn't it amazing the convenience of these? And of course, the gullibility expectation that, oh, well, everybody's lost stuff from their computer.
We must have misplaced it someplace. Well, here's the thing about it is.
My hard drive crashed.
Their hard drive crashed. Well, here's the thing is they're talking, you know, groups within the FBI. And I hate to think this. Now, let's go back to as I was walking and talking as I walked out of the door and said, I believe none of this. I don't believe there's conspiracy within the FBI. I think there may be some people in the FBI that actually don't like Trump. I know it's hard to believe, and would do their best to see that he was found guilty of something, if he was guilty. And I don't believe the fact that there's all the collusion. I don't believe all this stuff. And, you know, it's, oh, well, they've proven it. They've proven nothing. There's nothing been proved. And they're finding out these dossiers that were paid for by the Democratic National Committee to find a dossier that, I mean, $160,000. They paid the guy. Find something. But here's the thing is there was a lot of stupidity, and there were people that were willing to believe in the FBI, and within the FBI who took that dossier. And that's not a conspiracy. These are just people that are just saying, yeah, you know, there's got to be fire there. There's smoke. Well, there's no smoke either. The whole thing is ridiculous.
All these novels about vast government conspiracies and all these movies, you know, they generate this expectation. Well, that must be how things are. Sometimes stuff just happens without a corresponding conspiracy.
I look at a bureaucracy as big as the United States government. And this is where Nick was absolutely right. When the government tries to get in and compete with local businesses or with business, they do a horrible job of it. And they're a monolith. And this is why the bureaucracy should be tamed and brought under control, because they make mistakes. They are stupid because they are so big. The people running them could be okay, but the people but the implementation of the what they've written is done so clumsily and so stupidly, it causes all these problems. It goes back to a government too big. Then you go back into California. California's too big. California needs to be at least two states. California needs to be probably three states. But the bottom line here on this is that people are they're just numb, and they don't and nothing has reached them yet. Nothing has really poked them hard enough to make a move. Now, it will be interesting to see what happens to the two FBI agents here that have been in all their text. Too bad they couldn't put that out there. Last thought of the day.
Well, three Alcatraz prison inmates escaped in 1962 without a trace and thought to be dead. Now a letter emerged, allegedly written by one of the prisoners, reveals new details about the escape and their survival.
Yeah, and said that he's 83 years old, and they made it off, and that he wanted a deal. He said, I'll turn myself in, but I want a deal where, because I've got cancer, I'll be treated, but no more than a year in jail in a nice place. And then, you know, that was the last time they heard from him. But and they were trying to. It was inconclusive by the FBI when they did the FBI, you know, when they did the fingerprinting on the piece of paper. But
my name is John Anglin. The letter reads: I escaped from Alcatraz in June '62 with my brother Clarence and Frank Morris. I'm 83 years old and in bad shape. I have cancer. Yes, we all made it that night, but barely. The letter continued: if you announce on TV that I will be promised to first go to jail for no more than a year and get medical attention, I will write back to you, let you know exactly where I am. This is no joke. The letter was sent to the San Francisco Police Department, Richmond Station, in 2013. Why are they just... The FBI tested the letter in 2000 for fingerprints, but reportedly said the results were inconclusive.
Some of the FBI believe that they made it.
Marshall.
The guy that does the cold case, he says, there's so many things about this case. He says, yeah, they could have made it. Clint Eastwood made the movie, Escape from Alcatraz.
Right. And it said the federal government closed Alcatraz as a prison in 63. You know, have you gone to Alcatraz? It's a great trip. It really
will.
Yes. And go into solitary confinement.
I swam from there one time.
You need to go into solitary confinement.
I do. I need that. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus. Jake's on his way over, so we may have a few minutes. We'll just talk to each other.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Rising prices and a dwindling number of houses for sale, putting a damper on home buying. Used home sales tumbled 3.6% in December, according to the National Association of Realtors. Home values climbing faster than wages because of the shortage of inventory. President Trump's responding to Senator Chuck Schumer's about-face on funding for a southern border wall.
The president is telling Schumer and other Democrats that if there is no wall, there is no DACA. The president's tweet came after Schumer announced that his offer of $25 billion for a wall along the Mexico border is off the table. The White House says any plan to protect 700,000 undocumented immigrants must include more border security, including the wall.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He's 15 years old, the suspect in a deadly school shooting in Benton, Kentucky. Two people killed, 17 wounded.
One Marshall County High student says the 15-year-old boy kept firing and firing into a crowd of students in the school's atrium. She adds that he only stopped when he ran out of ammunition and was caught by police. Dusty Hornbacher owns a floor shop down the road from the school. She says what she can't shake is feeling numb, but none too surprised.
It's shocking because you never think it's going to happen here. I'm sure that Sandy Hook and other places feel the same way, but yet we're almost jaded because there are so many.
The local prosecutor says he wants the teen tried as an adult for murder and attempted murder. I'm Tim McGuire.
Citing the Republican tax overhaul signed into law by President Trump, Starbucks announcing it's giving its U.S. workers pay hikes and stock grants this year. About 150,000 workers will be affected. Wall Street, the Dow is up about 163 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's urban renewal, Chinese style, and it's leaving some people out in the cold.
After a deadly fire last November, workers began tearing down entire Beijing neighborhoods. Officials said the buildings in them were unsafe. The city's acting mayor has now revealed the huge scale of this demolition. 40 square kilometers of the city are due to go this year alone. The campaign has faced criticism because it's forcing tens of thousands of people to leave the Chinese capital. Their homes are being destroyed. Most of these are migrant workers. They have few rights, and some are being given just a few hours to pack up and leave.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Picket lines have been set up outside 119 prisons in France as prison guards continue a nationwide protest over working conditions. A spokesman for the prison administration says the situation remains heavily deteriorated in 45 prisons because of guards blocking entrances. Townhall.com. Tide's parent company is urging social media sites to remove posts that show people taking part in a dangerous stunt.
The American Association of Poison Control Center says there's been a spike in teens eating Tide Pods, the colorful laundry packets, which it says can cause seizures, respiratory arrest, and even death. The social media trend shows teens putting the pods in their mouths and biting them open, some getting sick immediately afterward. It's not the first safety problem with Tide Pods. In 2012, the company improved its safety lid because toddlers were eating the colorful pods, mistaking them for candy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senior women in Britain's parliament demanding tougher laws against harassment after a Financial Times investigation found that women were groped at a men's-only charity gala attended by hundreds of senior executives and lawmakers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 24th of January, 2018, a Wednesday right here. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Newly remodeled, same great service, same great walk-in humidor. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Sunday through Sunday, 7 days a week. What's the weather look like today and tomorrow and Friday?
Currently 48 degrees. Today we're going to have, it's going to be rainy all day, and tonight we have showers. I'm trying to read this thing. I'm sorry, here. Tonight showers mainly before 10 p.m., low around 36. Thursday showers, likely then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 a.m., a high near 47, that's tomorrow. South, southwest wind around 10 miles per hour. We're going to have rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half inch. That's possible. And Friday, it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy with a high near 49. Friday night, 30% chance of rain. Cloudy with a low of around 36. Saturday calls for around 40 and our highs of 51. 40% chance of rain with high near 51. So we have high showers today and tonight. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I have a new printout here. It's a different, after 6-7 years, it's just a different way to read it.
They have Jake Mangus, who is the, I think he's the president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, is in a meeting till right 8 o'clock. So he should be here in the next, 5 or 6 minutes. So some of the things that are going on around here and around town and around the world. In fact, I hear a door opening right now, so Jake may be just kind of blowing through.
There he is.
As he comes and talk
in
about
his beautiful red tie.
Talk
good
about
morning.
Timing. Talk about timing.
Good morning.
Grab the stool underneath there.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Hi. Good morning.
Oh, just out for a stroll in downtown Reading. It was a beautiful day out there.
Did you walk over?
I did. I walked over. I came from a meeting, which is really fun. It was the selection committee for the Business and Business Person of the Year Award.
Did you come over just to hand it to us?
Well, I am here to tell you right now that our event is coming on February 23rd, and you'll have to buy a ticket to find out. So,
okay, let's talk about the event.
Sure. So it's called our Legends and Leaders Gala. It's Friday, February 23rd at the Cascade Theater in the heart of our cultural district, in the heart of downtown Reading. And we are very excited to announce that we're bringing John Stetson to town from Sacramento. He's a master mentalist. There's a show on one of the networks called The Mentalist. This guy was the inspiration for that. He's presented before three former U.S. presidents, the royal family of Monaco, Fortune 500 companies and so on. And he's part soothsayer, part psychic, magician, and comedian all wrapped into one. So that's exciting. He'll be there. And then straight from South Texas, we've got Doc Watkins and his trio. Now, Doc Watkins has performed live at Carnegie Hall with his trio and with his orchestra. He's coming out straight from the Pearl District in San Antonio to our downtown here in Reading. He'll be performing throughout our event, and then he'll do an after show at the newly renovated, remodeled post office saloon. So really should be a fun night. We're not doing a dinner this year. Instead, it's the show where we happen to give out awards. So we really are pushing entertainment this year. The dinner, you can make your reservation at any number of local chamber restaurants, and they are going to throw you a bone for having a ticket to our Legends and Leaders Gala. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so fun night. Spend some money here.
So there's no local entertainers good enough for this, huh?
Oh, you guys know how much we love you.
Oh, come on.
And
yeah.
The,
he's gotta, he's just,
you know, you're bringing in people from Sacramento.
It's part of the deal. You have to just open your coat and insert night.
Well, I mean, just, you know, it's the Chamber of Commerce, and you're bringing guys all the way from Texas.
No, I think it's wonderful. And you are bringing culture, more culture to the Reading area.
Yep.
So, you know, it's all about expanding your mind.
It's true. And, you know, you guys want another gig, don't you? You want another night where you've got to perform for us all. Instead,
no,
we want you
talking,
to be entertained.
About, Linda, I wasn't even thinking about that. I wasn't going to miss the chance of trying to put your tie, you know, nail your tie to your chest.
I know. I wore a tie today.
You're so good.
This is
you're
just
good.
A different day altogether. I mean, I went red, white, and blue because it's a Free Fire Radio morning. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very
Jake
good.
Okay.
So let's hear about the tickets, where we buy them, and how much do you in a cost range?
Well, because this is a champagne reception with dessert and then the show, we wanted to keep the tickets attainable for most people, so they're $45, and they're available at cascadetheater.org.
Okay.
So at the box office, you can walk in there and pick those tickets up. And then the after party is a $20 ticket, and that one is limited to 100 people, I believe, based upon the occupancy. The neat thing,
the post
though,
office, yeah.
And I'll admit this. So Doc Watkins trio. Doc Watkins is my cousin's husband. So there is the connection.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's a guy that is based out of San Antonio.
Okay.
The other thing that's cool about what he's done is before La La Land, he decided to renovate a former warehouse in the Pearl District in San Antonio and turn it into a jazz club. And it's got a lot of that same kind of vibe as La La Land does, if you've seen that movie,
which
is such an experience in and of itself.
Love those clubs.
He's going to talk to the audience briefly before he does one of his songs about how they were able to renovate and take a chance on a tired part of their town. And maybe that'll inspire us in what's going on in ours.
I love that.
So, yeah.
I don't know if somebody come in to tell us to inspire us. I mean, it's always good to hear.
Sure.
But I think right now, Reading is inspired. I really believe that. Yeah, we've got our problems. But I think just, and we're going to talk about this as we come back from the break, but I really think that Reading is inspired. We're investing a buttload of money in this station. I mean, a buttload of money in this station.
Thank you for taking that on.
To go to FM and to remodel. This will all be remodeled in March.
Down here because
by March.
We want to be one of the, we want to also be pushing out not just the old, the old days, like it used
Absolutely.
Like it's been for 40 years here.
Sure.
But what's going forward? What's going, what we're doing and moving forward here, and the entrepreneurship and the leadership of the young people. And I'm not saying that, it's just all young. It's not. It's a mixture of the people with experience with our new coming entrepreneurs. You are a perfect example of this, Jake, in heading up the Chamber of Commerce here. You're young, but you're known. You've got a good head on your shoulders, and you're reaching out to everybody. But that right there, to me, I think that, and maybe just having, because we had Rachel Hatch on, we had Barry Tippin on this week.
Absolutely.
We're going to have Ed Roman on tomorrow. It's just, to me, seems like we're really moving forward.
Don't you see all that coming together right now? I mean, you're right, and I digress and say, yeah, we don't need people coming in from out of town to inspire us and tell us, how we need to do things and all that stuff, because it's happening here organically, and it's also happening through a lot of concerted, planned efforts, too. from private and from public. It's all got to work together. Right here, we're in the epicenter, as you guys like to say, in downtown Reading, and we're starting with the heart of our community and working our way out. Our heart is in need of some sort of a procedure, and that's what we're working on right now. We know that our community is only as healthy, really, as its downtown core. And we're seeing that across the country with downtowns revitalizing. We're trying to get back in a lot of ways to what it once was. I mean, I listen to my parents tell me stories, and we just lost a local legend in Nick Giramonti. And Giramonti's was one of the clothiers downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, you think
the
about
big
things like
G.
Thompson's and the Hub. And this was a hub of commerce down here. It was Main Street, USA. The Christmas tree was in the middle of Market Street every year, and the garland was draped across the street. And those are the things that we want to get back to. We love the nostalgia and the idyllic thought of what a downtown could be and once was and could be again in a new way. So I think that's kind of the future of our economy, too. Big box stores like Kmart and so on that we're losing, unfortunately, that's not that experience that people are craving. It's not going to – what's going to keep people from getting on their cell phones and their tablets and making their purchases from some distant Amazon land? It's the experience that our local boutique can provide. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're going to see this return, continued return back to that downtown, that smaller footprint and that that experience.
And you know what? And somebody coming in from another area and saying, look, this is what we did, because San Antonio's downtown is famous. It used to be nothing but – trash in a little canal.
Same as Nashville. And I lived in Nashville for 5 years. So you're right. This is along the lines of what it is to
build. And so have somebody else come in and tell us.
Right.
Hey, yeah. This is how we did it. And, they can see it around here, mm-hmm. even though it's a relative. So that's kind of what nepotism we're talking here. We're going to take a break. Sorry, Jake. I didn't have
that's okay. I am my father's son, after all.
Yeah.
You know what? And here's another success story.
A good apple.
Of a guy not falling far from the tree.
Yeah.
Because, Mike of Mank Mangus is one of those people that everybody knows. And I've never heard a bad word about your
smile,
father.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in town is right there. They have the only watch repairman in town is at Four Winds Jewelry. They have everything you could possibly imagine, from estate jewelry to newly designed jewelry by Henry, the owner of the store. He and his wife, Rebecca, own the store. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is where Linda goes to buy her little stuff or bigger stuff. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
People, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could go to the big game, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our big games, create big memories, swipe to win promotion, where you could win 2 tickets to watch the big game at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a 4-night stay at the Crown Plaza Hotel, round trip airfare, and free game hospitality, plus $500 cash. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the wheels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, January 25th, where you could win a big game package for two at U.S. Bank Stadium. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not your ordinary game. It's the biggest game of the year, creating extraordinary memories for years to come. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing, no security deposit, cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer, $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months. months on four of Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000-mile lease, 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF, ends 131.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in Reading, right here in 1326 Market Street. As KCNR goes, the rest of downtown will go.
The entire world
is
listening online.
Whoever controls this area controls the world.
We're finally going to YouTube our show, so, you know, Jake, your red, white, and blue tie will be seen across the universe.
The universe.
Oh, I love it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, another great local business here in town. If you're looking for the place for quality, compassionate in-home care, you need to talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350. She handpicks the people that work for her. She trains them. She makes sure that they fit into your home, whether it's short-term or long-term in-home health care. Where would your folks or your loved ones be more happy? In a recovery area or in their own home? Yeah, you know where. Call Home Helpers, 226-8350. We're here with Jake Mangus. And, Jake, your title is what, president?
President and CEO is what they told me when I signed up.
The Reading
it's on the business
Commerce
card.
Beautiful space, by the way, downtown.
Thank you.
Right downtown where the red awnings are, kind of where Armando's across from Corbett's.
Correct.
So what's the name of that building?
We call it the White Building because of not Jan and Dean, but Jane and Dean White. That have taken on the former Greyhound bus station building. And I was one. I'm so nostalgic, you know. So I watched that building get demolished, and I was, you know, depressed and everything. And then you see what rose like the phoenix.
Out of the ashes.
And you realize what
and
we
now
know.
And now you're in it.
And now I'm in it. And I identified that corner space when I started at the chamber, and I said, I would love to see us right there in the heart of a commercial business district.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually happened over a pint at the Tide House, when I was volunteer bartending. Dean White was there sitting on the other side of the bar, wanted a proper pint, so I poured it for him, gave it to him, and told him that. And he said, really? The chamber would be interested in that space? And I guess they had multiple letters of intent, but they allowed us to take it on if we wanted. And it's, you know, that's like an anchor location.
It's a much better place. It's a much better place.
I feel
very
grateful.
Yes.
And you're next to Wild Card Brewery, so when things get slow, you can go down there and knock back a pint.
Last night, we had this Future of Shasta event that was in the newspaper today.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. That was, that's something that needs to, even though it was sold out, that needs to be advertised more. And I would love to get Obi in here. Do you have his number or somebody or like
I know
that?
we can get that for you. It was an event that I read about in the newspaper myself. I, like a lot of people, went through that illness a week and a half ago, and I was laid up reading the newspaper. And
you missed a great time Saturday night.
Oh,
launch
I know,
pad
launch
for
pad for kids.
Yeah.
We missed you, but anyway.
Okay, fine. Digressing. The Ashley Tate Launchpad for Kids program is so meaningful to my wife and I. We lost a child back in 2007 named Michael James Mangus, and we established a memorial fund at the Community Foundation in his name, and it grew to a certain point where we can give the interest income to organizations that help kids in some way. And for us, Launchpad meets the criteria for us just greatly. So we were able to support it last year, and we intend to do so into the future as well, because they identify kids that want to participate in extracurricular activities, and the only barrier is financial. So we think, what would our son be doing now? I mean, he'd be about 12 years old, which is amazing to think about. He'd probably be playing Little League. He might be into piano lessons or whatever. Because we could afford to put him into those things, we thought, let's put other kids into those things, too. So, anyway,
it's
sad
to
have missed that.
Place.
Great cause.
And it was, it is a great cause, and there are a lot of people there, and we're supporting it.
Beautiful event.
But that, so that Shasta, future right. Shasta thing last night was something that I read about in the newspaper. I didn't know it was happening. It was something that happened very quickly out of this startup community, which is somewhat related to the EDC and the Venture Hub, and I was grateful to have been asked to participate. So they asked us some questions about, in your utopian future of Reading in the next 10 years, what would you like to see? What can this place become? So it was a dream session kind of a deal, mostly social media based, at Final Draft Brewing Company, and people were very optimistic and hopeful, obviously, and they all of us mentioned the Sacramento River going right through our community, the quality of life, and the potential that exists not only in downtown but along our riverfront. And another person who's a legend in our community is George Koutras, and he just recently passed away. So I wanted to mention that we offer our condolences and prayers to the family for peace and comfort during this time. The Koutras family having that property along Park Marina Drive is an amazing opportunity that Chris Koutras and his sister Demi understand really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about, in fact, I think they've been making plans. I would love to be able to see plans for what's going to happen there.
Sure.
Because, the battles are still going on mm-hmm. down there, and I would love to be able to see a plan that we could get behind, you know, we as a community get mm-hmm. behind, because what a waste of... I shouldn't say that's not the right word. The underutilization of an area.
I think that many people, longtime residents and those that are new to our community, recognize the opportunity that's there, that's underutilized. And that's a completely, that's another show probably in and of itself. But the thing that last night that struck me, there were all these people talking about the future of our community, and not really one time was lack of public resources for public safety and jail space and mental health services and drug addiction and all that. That was not part of the discussion last night necessarily. In fact, I think it was intentional on behalf of the host to say, in spite of all of those things, we're going to keep marching forward toward a better tomorrow in our community. And so from that standpoint, it was nice to take a break from that conversation. But I think that it is so important to continuing to propel us forward, because if we don't have the quality of life in this community, we don't have much at all. And it's beyond the mountains and lakes and river and all that stuff. It's the people, and it's the ability to walk down the street and feel safe and to park your car and not worry about the window being bashed in and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't have to do my North State security moments about how to walk down the street around corners.
That's important to do anyway. Mm-hmm.
That's just self-awareness. And but you're right, though, because from what I understand, from what I saw who was talking last night, I read the article in the online.
Sure.
When I can get the online to work from the record searchlight. It's always such a surprise to me. Sometimes I just have to get my phone out and read it as opposed to off my computer. I'm not exactly sure why it likes my phone better than my computer. Anyway, but you're right. There was nothing there. He said, don't focus on the things that are wrong.
Sure.
Focus on things that can happen if we move forward with this. And frankly, if we move forward and then you have more businesses, more income coming in to our general fund, a lot of this stuff will take care of itself. And then as you build downtown and you take away places for people who use it to shoot up or to use as their own personal bathroom or dining room or whatever, as those go away, they're going to be – that takes care of itself that way, but we have to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
We have to make the downtown something that you want to walk downtown and walk around with trees and you know, maybe more flower boxes and things like this. I mean, these are just basic things that don't cost a lot, but just give a total new look to what you see.
There's a big moment coming soon in all of this downtown discussion, and it's the Downtown Reading Specific Plan Draft. That's out there right now at downtownreadingplan.com. You can read the draft yourself. If you want to have input, come to Planning Commission on the 29th of January at 4 o'clock at City Council Chambers. If that is a time when you're working, which most people are, come to City Council following that. You can get on cityofreading.org, and you'll be able to see the schedule for upcoming meetings. Let your voice be heard from the podium. Tell the City Council what you think needs to be in that plan going forward before they adopt it, because it's going to be deciding the future of downtown from a planning standpoint for the next 10 years. And though it can be amended along the way, it is very important. I know that the Chamber as a convener brought together all the organizations that we could get to come involved with Reading's Cultural District so that they could be brought into the discussion. That was a new thing that came midstream in the process of this document being updated. So Deborah Lucero across the street at the Shasta County Arts Council and everyone else there had a chance to speak with Paul Hellman at the City of Reading and Larry Vopple and Steve Bade and others from the city to make sure that that cultural district's included and why that's important. So anyway, there are a lot of layers to that document. There's economic development advantages in our downtown core. Not only are development impact fees already being reduced across this community, with the exception of park fees, that's another study that is still in discussion, but there's an additional 30% discount on development impact fees in the downtown core. So that incentivizes people to invest here. And that's an exciting thing because it's one more barrier for folks to entry into the marketplace from a private investment standpoint.
It takes one more complaint away, too. Oh, we've got to pay these exorbitant fees, which they were.
Yeah.
Okay, now they're being reduced. Okay, so that's gone away. We're going to have to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back, and Linda can talk about a little bit about what Rachel Hatch said yesterday when she was in here with the with her concepts.
She's a star.
Oh, she is.
She is a star, and it was beautiful. And, again, I'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. We're with Jake Mangus, Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction, California's largest privately owned firearms instruction company, began right here 10 years ago in Redding, California. Now it's in 30 counties, over 30 counties and counting. Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, started this, and it's for concealed carry, whether you want private classes, classes for your business, women's only classes, tactical rifle, advanced pistol, all these different classes that are available. Self-defense, where you're using martial arts and a firearm. All of these are available at Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi,
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460.
Michael Jackson makes me want to go to the floor.
Woo! Makes you want to go to the floor.
Thanks for the visual.
That's a visual. I'm telling you.
25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's on Cypress Square, of course, in the shopping center off of Athens Avenue. It's man's last stronghold. It's a great place to get a haircut. Only place to get a haircut.
Love those guys.
Yeah. 48 degrees. Going up to 50 today. It's going to be raining this afternoon and this evening and really heavy tomorrow. Snow's coming down to 2,000 feet. Mount Shasta Ski Park looks like it's going to open Friday. Looks like they're having feet of snow, not inches, but they're talking about I saw Kruger this morning. He goes, this is 4 to 5. And I was thinking 4 to 5 inches. He goes, feet.
Whoa.
Up there. And I'm thinking, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
they ever need it.
They need it badly. They need it. And you know what? Even if you
new
don't
owners.
See. Yeah, they got new owners up there who are really investing in it. That we need to just go up there and sit in the lodge and drink hot toddies if we don't ski.
You know what was nice to hear? You know, like how we were around, I'm not going to mention any names, but somebody who's a prominent business owner and business person in the North State saying nice things about the new owners of the ski park, saying the new owners are really working the ski park, not just seasonal. They're doing all year round. So they,
you know, have to do that. You
the
have
mountain
to build
biking,
it.
The trail building, and all that good stuff. So it's nice to hear that again. Growth.
We went up to
growth.
A, we
Jake.
Went up to a,
absolutely. Yeah. Ray and Robin Merlo. They're the folks that took it on, and known them through my work with Catholic Charities in the past, and they are generous folks. They are so energetic. And I know that they're going to do everything they can to make that successful.
We were in a ski area up in Colorado that was one of the pristine, but it was high. It was like over 10,000. It was like 10,000 feet. And the runs were so dramatically steep that they said, no, that the...
We were there in the summer.
During the summer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so and the reason I'm bringing it up is because if you wanted to ski it during the winter, you did, if you had family stuff, for the most part, you didn't ski there. You went down over to Breckenridge or someplace. Because of the runs were that hard, but that their ski lift was running constantly with people on bikes, these downhill mountain bikes, not mountain bikes, but the downhill bikes, which are designed completely different. They don't have brakes on them, frankly. But they just get going, and it's everything is gravity.
Bonsai.
But the thing was, every one of them went up filled with people. I mean, it was year-round they were using this. So I got a feeling that's what they want to do up there.
I was thinking of a good friend of the show here, Bobby McMullen, and all the work that he does out there on the trails, legally blind, taking that stuff on.
Wow. Jeez. Okay, we were talking about Rachel Hatch was on yesterday. And she, you know, from the Kano Foundation, and she's talking about community vitality. But she's also one of these people that when you start talking about the design of downtown and what's going on, is going to play a big part, because Rachel is one of the smartest people we know.
Okay, so I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who's also a leader in the community, and they go, really, do you really think that we're going to make the turnaround? And so, you know, because we're investing in our downtown business, the Sheraton just moved in. We had this conversation just about an hour ago. So I think it'd be interesting to do like put it out on Facebook. If the folks are ready, you think we're going to thrive or dive? And I think we're going to thrive. I mean, I believe in my cells that we're going to thrive. One of the things I want to share once again, if you missed it yesterday, is if you go to the McConnell Foundation and you go into the programs, you look on community vitality, and there are five areas, right? And you're going to see pictures. You're going to see these wonderful graphics and these pictures, and they're talking about some like a top. What do you want? Not a designer, but a top, like, architect that they're bringing in, and they're going to have do these buildings and or help downtown with these buildings. What are you smiling at?
I'm smiling because what it makes me think of is, like, when your kids, like, spill their red fruit punch on the carpet, and then you say, you see, that's why we can't have nice things. And for some reason, I was thinking to myself, we can have nice things in this community, and we've got it right before us.
Yes.
I mean, this is excellence. This is raising the bar. This is the stuff that we talk about that inspires.
Yes.
And, you know, so we're going to see the major projects like this, and then we're going to see the smaller degrees of investment, and it all has to happen, you know? And so what we see before us with these hopeful, significant projects that are multi-use buildings with people living in your downtown and working in your downtown and playing in your downtown.
And eating.
And all of those things that make that community vitality
thrive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Chamber of Commerce is in the business of a thriving community, now that you mention that.
I've been working
on this stuff. Trying to think of why do we exist today as an organization, and that's a much larger discussion, but it really does come down to that. It's the inextricable nature of the success of business and the success of our entire community. I have to mention this. I'm just real quick.
Okay.
I took, and again, while I had time on my hands, I just started making a list of projects, commercial projects that are coming to this community in the near future. So in the next few years. And I started with, and it doesn't matter if it's public funded or private funded to me, money coming into the community is significant. Just from a construction valuation standpoint, you go with the Shasta County Courthouse, which is like $155 million. You got the Bethel campus expansion, another $100 million, throw it on the pile. When we get into Costco, we get into Save Mart Foods and that shopping center, you get into the two K2 projects that are possible, one with McConnell, one with K2 on their own. And this whole list, you start to total it out. Wind River, Dignity Health along the river. I'm well north of $500 million. And I just think about Joe Comendi and the Builders Exchange and the construction industry rocking and rolling on these things. And then not to mention the jobs that are created, not just people moving from one side of town to the other, but new jobs. We have bright days ahead.
And when you have this, we ought to have a big push going down to these tech companies down in San Francisco that says, you know what, you're paying your guys $200,000 and they still can't live, and they still got to drive for 40 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, 2 hours to get in to work. You need to put the back end of your of parts of your business up here. Now, if that means investing in that high speed or that the big cable, the fiber cable, then we need to do that, because then they can pay their people $150,000, save $100,000 a year. The people could still live like kings up here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the, you know, look at the new housing that's coming in, because you didn't even mention what Jeb
Salt Creek
is doing. And then
huge.
Even though that Tops was bought by Holiday, who says they're going to shut it down, what a perfect place for an upscale grocery store, because mm-hmm. you've got 400 housing yeah. units in that whole area right there. No to a Dollar General.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was hedging that we could see in that location, and I'm more along the lines of what you're talking about, whether it's Sprouts or Whole Foods or something similar to that, maybe another Orchard Nutrition.
How about high dollar, like wine and cheese, mm-hmm. and where you can go get a deli where you can get your sandwiches made and have, you know, high end.
On this side,
like interesting food yes. that you can't get anywhere else. That would be like your pastas that are interesting.
Because that's going to have a lot of people in that general mm. area. Most of the Correct. People that live there have got jobs, and they're in the upper. I'd say they're in the upper echelons of the of salaries from here in Redding.
The starting price of the homes in Salt Creek, it's something like the mid fours on up. Mm-hmm.
That's the cheapest one's like 4.7.
Yeah,
$475,000-$500,000, yeah. and that's. That's your basic house, you know. So plus, sure. they're, you know, with our friends in the solar power company, putting their you have also solar being built into
green,
the homes too.
Green homes.
Powerhouse solar. Yeah, and so they're giving them green homes, you know,
smart homes.
I'm glad you mentioned the residential starts as well, because we're seeing that resurgence with Palomar, and then you got the Shastina.
Yeah.
Chestina Ranch, is that what it's called? The one I was just out up yeah. Airport Road with my son on Saturday. We played 9 holes at Allen's and then went to Kentsmeats and groceries, grabbed a couple drinks, and then he's 7, and I go, let's go look at the emus over there, by Pat Corey's office on McHale Sign. And then I drove out to Stillwater Business Park. The gate was open, half of the gate was open, because they were feeding the cattle, and that's all that's out there right now. I drove over the bridge that some people would say the bridge to nowhere, but actually amazing, beautiful place.
We drove by it a long
time ago. But
not
inside?
No, you're right.
I've never been inside right. the facility.
I want to take a quick break.
And
let's talk about something there, because we haven't mentioned a couple of things.
Okay.
Here. And by the way, another thing that's going to be built, the new veterans clinic. And it's going to be big. And they're going to keep the one downtown and still use that. So they're going to expand a
Correct.
Lot. And hopefully, if there is common sense in this world, since they said it's not going to be in the city limits, they'll put it on the senator's property out there right across from the veterans' home.
Hope so.
Yep.
Hope so. If there's any common sense, that they'll do something like
Makes
that.
Makes sense.
Okay. Johansson's, shout out to Johansson's. I'm telling you.
Another, you know what? We have
talk
got some,
about somebody who loves your community and yeah. both, just, they are amazing.
You know, I already did our North State Security, tip of the day about when you're walking down the sidewalks, about not just turning a corner without kind of giving yourself some room. But let's talk about North State Security. They have partnered up with the city of Redding and the police department. They are doing patrols down the river trail. This is the privatization. This is the type of stuff I've been preaching about, as many others have, for the last 8 or 9 years, that why don't we use some help? And because we don't have enough cops. Let's multiply. Let's do a force multiplier and use some security there that can be the eyes for the police. And you know what? With the new city manager, new police chief, they did that. Plus the fact that North State Security is the largest security firm north of Sacramento. They're starting their 50th year this year. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We're going to see a lot more about North State Security here in the next coming year. Give them a call at 243-0295. If you want somebody at your business, you're having problems with somebody, sign up for the program. They'll have North State Security people there in under 10 minutes. Under 10 minutes. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. Visit us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota John Deere dealer. Sundays at noon on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. My father, Archie Beck, the founder of North State Security, was a World War II Navy veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, and a Pearl Harbor survivor. And his meaningful, patriotic soul has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968. We here at North State Security are proud when we say that over 30% of our security officers are honorably discharged veterans. As we continue our spirit of being veteran-friendly, North State encourages all men and women with a military background to seek employment with us. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295. That's 243-0295. Or by visiting us at 1970 Hartnell or on Facebook by searching NS Secure.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Just a small town girl.
Hey, Sharon Clark is going to be coming up at the 9 o'clock
hour.
And, you know, we love the fact that, you know, Home Helpers, we've been able, she's got a show called Generation. And I really love, again, it's we're supporting local businesses. And Sharon has something that's not just for local. It's, you know, you may have your family. She's going to touch on something that you will find it's a good, you'll have a takeaway, I'm sure, from her show every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR.
We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO and president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And just a, you know, I can't think of anybody that's more of a more positive guy than you. Now, there's something coming up. I want to get your feelings on this and
okay.
What you think, because this chamber has got a number of people. The upcoming marijuana.
Ah, yes.
This is going to have an impact. Now, I have a feeling, just by what I've heard, is that it's going to pass. The fact is that it will, that we're going to start selling marijuana here. We had Richard Kern, who was the mayor of City of Shasta Lake, Monday.
Sure.
This has been a hell of a week. We got, you know what?
Oh, my gosh.
And we talked about marijuana, and he says, we thought we were going to make $150,000 the first year. We made $440,000.
Wow.
We have sold out our industrial park.
Correct.
And he says, and I said, so what do you think about selling something that's going to hurt, that's going to cause, can cause harm, just like alcohol? And he goes, it's here. As long as we make the devil pay his due, which is taxing. What do you, and I mean, what kind of feeling do you get from the chamber as far as this marijuana question?
I think that, well, first of all, we have a political action committee and a board of directors that has not yet chimed in on the topic. We have our first political action committee meeting coming up in February, and that will be on the agenda. I know that in the past, as I recall, the Chamber of Commerce before my time accepted dispensaries as members, and then as time went along, there was a measure that was a pro-marijuana measure, and the chamber was against it. Now, that was a different time. Now we're talking about a different day where now we've got legalization in the state of California. In my own mind, I kind of compartmentalize different segments of the marijuana industry. There's the retail side, the medicinal side, the commercial manufacturing side. And I hear the mayor in Shasta Lake City that you mentioned, Richard Kern, there, talking about how it's here in the state. So I guess when you think about, like, the Philip Morrises of the world and Big Tobacco and corporate America seeing this as an opportunity, I know that our local government has seen it as, it's certainly in the city of Reading anyway, I think there may be some budgeting right now anticipating revenue coming from marijuana.
Well, I'm having the
I'm dancing right now.
I know you are.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You're dancing well. Because this is something that you can't make a pronouncement on it because your board of directors and all that have not said anything. So you can't.
Yep.
But what you're doing is you're saying the right things. I'm going to ask every one of the city council people, are you doing this for the money? Because you do realize this is going to cause harm to people. Just like if you were Barry Tippin was really good on his answer. He says, we sell alcohol, we sell cigarettes. That's true. But that doesn't mean that you need to add something else in here. I saw what Julie Winter says. Oh, we can control it. No, you can't. You can't control it. If that's the case, then let's start selling heroin and meth so we can control that. So the bottom line is, and believe it or not, I mean, I'm not against it.
Yeah,
I'm very libertarian in some ways. Like, if you want to put something in your body, it's up to you, as long as it doesn't impact on me or I have to pay for it.
Sure.
But we have to have people look us in the eye and say, we know that this is going to happen. We know it's out there. But as Kern says, we're going to make the devil pay its due, and we're going to tax as much of it as we can to get the money to take care of the problems this is going to arise, plus more.
I went to a city council meeting, that one of the ones that ends up being a marathon because marijuana's on the docket, and you got people feeling very passionately on both sides of the issue going to public comment. I think it was probably 2.5 hours of public comment, and certainly the black market, or the green market, if you will, but the black market, you know what I'm saying.
That's going to be big.
They're saying, you know, if you regulate and tax this too much, then it's going to encourage people to...
They're going to go right back to having people deliver it.
Yeah. To me, what the disruptor in my own mind is the degradation of the environment as a result of these illegal grows that we see out in our national forests and everything. And the
things we've been railing against for 10 years.
Oh, man, that's what really, really ticks me off.
Poisoning the water.
You know what, else it's killing off?
Mm-hmm.
It's killing off the spotted owl. It's killing off foxes, fishers, all these things, because what's happening is this rodenticide is killing the mice, which then, you know, but it's generational. It will kill anything else that eats it.
My friend, so, I mean, Nadine Bailey is someone who I really admire.
And we do,
she
too.
Was
another brilliant
forest
woman.
Management fan. And you think about how those who have economic interest in a sustainable forestry, in a healthy forest, they're going to protect it. It's like the same logic with hunters. They're going to be the ones that protect the deer herds and so on.
Yeah.
And yet we had legislation with the spotted owl that ended up having unintended consequences. You've had catastrophic forest fires. You've got now, others taking over the forest.
Barn owls
and
coming in.
Killing
so now
the spotted owl with marijuana, pesticides, and so forth.
And then you have the barn
it's
owl
sick.
Moving in, and they're shooting barn owls to protect the spotted owl. Now, there's somebody wrote something here. They said they understand with
in
all the business
pack.
From the chat pack, all this business that they're going to be doing out at Stillwater with the marijuana, but they understand that you've got a patent on something called the Magnus Magnum. It's a bong pipe. This is not true, right?
Shoot.
No, it's not true.
I know nothing about that.
But one of the things Barry did say, and EDC did say, is that they've been approached by big companies out there.
Yep.
So, you know, we can become the epicenter of a huge marijuana trade here. And it's not the growing so much as the secondary, because talking to businessmen, that it's not the... Not the marijuana smoking that. It's all the byproducts that come from it, the oils, the, you know, the food and all these things.
Sure. And I mean, we see that There is some medicinal value to marijuana in its many different forms for people who are dealing with cancer and other significant illnesses, and that. So that's not what we're really concerned about. I would say. I think that people are more concerned about the recreational use, folks that are driving under the influence, and all these things.
Well, they're saying it's $2 for every dollar they spend. Okay.
Let's go to the phones. We have a last minute caller here, Eric. You have a question for Jake. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Eric, how you doing?
Great. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Nice hearing from you.
And thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question for you personally. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and we all know all the great things you're doing in the community with the chamber, but he commented that you own a sports record that will probably never be broken.
Okay, share a moment.
Maybe I just wanted
to know if it was true.
It is true. Now this is really aging me, but 20 years ago, in 1998, I hit 2 grand slams in 1 inning in high school, and that still remains a national record and a state record, and that's the only time you'll ever see my name and Ted Williams uttered at the same time, the Splendid Splinter and the Mangus Magnum, maybe. There we go.
I'm loving it.
It was a really great day. It was a rainy day down in Red Bluff, and I remember the umpire. It was a 3-0 count, and I was my second time up. The bases were loaded again. He said, "You could do this again," and I got the take
sign.
In the
same inning.
Yeah, in the first inning of this game, in the 3-0 pitch came across the letters, and he called it a strike, and I was so glad because I had the mandatory take sign. So then here comes the 3-1 pitch, which is the best count you can have as a hitter, and I put a good swing on it, and the rest is history.
All right. Well, I just wanted to confirm that.
You can Google it. Okay.
So. Eric Wichtrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
Have a nice day.
Man.
That's a good way to end the show here.
Wonderful. I could actually, tell me the rainy day, I could see the whole thing in my mind's eye.
It's overcast, and there's some
spirit.
Yeah. Are they going to call the game?
The smell of damper.
It's the first inning. It's already 12.
And that girls' softball team has never been the same. Which is totally wrong, because if you've ever seen, like, the Reading Rebels from yesteryear, these Michelle Smith and so on, fast pitch women's softball, amazing. I couldn't touch the stuff.
Well, we're way over our time, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Here with Jake
Mangus,
here from the president and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Now, with Jake's help, that we are having new businesses and some older businesses are going to be on the program here. 15 minutes of fame there. So please call Candace over at the Chamber and get set up so you can come on the show. We're more than happy to welcome businesses on our show here.
Thank you so much.